Pain and suffering will make every one of us a theologian. I don't know whether you agree with this statement, but I think of what happened exactly 1 year ago. Reverend Max mentioned about the tragedy happened in Saskatchewan. An entire whole hockey team was smashed up in an accident. 16 people died and 13 people injured. The town never quite fully recovered that. Whenever disaster strikes, whether it's natural disaster or moral disasters, every one of us, it brings up our opinion of God. Is there a God? Is he powerful? Is he good? If he is powerful and good, why can't he do something about what happened in Saskatchewan? Everybody have an opinion about that. I can think of something more personal. About a couple months ago, I officiated at a funeral of Mrs. Fong, an elderly, faithful sister in our church for over 30 years. His son, Danny Fong, I've known him for also 30 years. Since the days 30 years ago, he came to our church a few times because his wife was suffering from lung cancer. That was even at the old church in the Four Corner. We pray for his healing of his wife, Nora. That was the time when Nora and Mrs. Fong came to our church. And eventually, Nora died. So after the funeral recently of the elderly Mrs. Fong, Danny come to our church and thanked me and bring an offering to the church. And I asked him, you know, your mom, greatest wish is for you to come back to church. And he says, yeah, I know. I know that. But I'm still not getting over the fact that my wife died. So somehow, in more explicit terms, he was saying, I'm still rejecting God because he did not heal my wife. Every one of us have an opinion about God whenever we are in pain and suffering. The Bible did not explain why there are pain and suffering, and the Bible offered no solution to the problem of evil. But the Bible have a lots of examples of people who suffered and how they overcome the suffering. So Bible's stories about pain and suffering is mostly practical of how people deal with suffering rather than giving a philosophical reasons why. And here we have an example of Jesus in great anguish. From the 6th to the 9th hour, which is noon to 3 p.m., that was the brightest time of the day. Jesus was hanging on the cross, and the sky was totally darkened. People wonder why was the sky and the brightest time of the day blackened. Some people said, oh, it's because it symbolized that Satan and death is taking over the earth. But I rather like to think that it is because God was forsaking his own son at that time. Because Jesus at that time was bearing the entire humanity, the sin of the world. And God turned his back to his own loving son. And during that time, Jesus felt the abandonment of his own father. He felt the pain of the eternal communion between the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Spirit. And at that time, God the Father is abandoning God the Son. And Jesus felt the pain. And during this dark moment, Jesus cried out, the only Aramaic that I know, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus cried out in pain. He is not just proof texting. He really felt the pain. He could have quoted other verses, maybe Psalm 23, we all know. Even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will not fear evil, for you are with me. Jesus could have quoted this. But Jesus quoted a poem in Psalms 22. The first verse says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus crying out in pain. He showed us he was agonizing. Because the real stage of suffering usually is not the misfortune itself, nor the pain itself, nor not even the injustice of it. The real stage, the hurtful part of pain and suffering is God's forsakenness. God doesn't care. It seems God doesn't care. A famous writer, Philip Yancey, wrote a book by the title is Where is God When It Hurts? You see, what is hurting most is when in the pain and suffering, where is God? My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus cried out. But yet, because of this, it is the cross of Jesus is the proof in a very profound way that God is in solidarity in our pain. Because God the Son is feeling the same pain as we are. A guy called Eliezer Wisen. He was born a Hungarian Jew. As a youth, he experienced the horror of Auschwitz, Holocaust. He remembered he was struck in a train for 3 days and finally arrived at the camp. As on his arrival, his mother and sisters, men and women, were separated. And he never saw his mother and sister ever since. And as a young person, he witnessed the horror of torture. And he remembered the stains of the smell coming from the incinerator nearby. burning smell of human flesh. And he remembered there was a young boy who was tortured by his captors. And then he was left hanging on a rope on a gallows. And all the prisoners was lined up forced to witness that as a sign of warning. Dare not disobey your commanders, your captors. And he remembers standing in front of this young boy, hanging on a rope. And he heard some voice behind. He says, "Where is God? Where is he?" Elie Wiesel says, recounted the story, he says, "Suddenly, a voice appeared in his heart. And he says, 'Here he is. That's God. That's God over there.' And he said, from that voice, he kept his faith. He was about to lose it, everything. But because of that, the voice, he says, 'Here is God hanging up there.' It helped him to face, to keep his faith. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus understand our pain. Jesus on the cross show us that he is bearing our pain and he understands our pain. Usually in pain, other people don't understand us. The people around at the Jesus cross, he says, he is calling for Elijah. He mistaken what Jesus says, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." He's calling Elijah. And then some people just felt, when you are in pain, I have to do something for you. And people offer vinegar, stick it up there, you know. That's what you need, you know. We usually, when around people in pain, we don't know what to do. We misunderstood them. We do something just to do it. But Jesus was not calling Elijah. Jesus was not thirsty. Jesus was in agonizing why God the Father, his Father, abandoned him. Jesus likewise understand our pain. Today's message is just like that. The Bible did not offer an explanation of the origin of pain, but the Bible is reminding all of us that when pain and suffering happens, Jesus understands because he gone through that. We never know what will happen to us. I think of a sister in our church who may be feeling facing a prospect that a cancer will recur. I don't know. Her husband says, "I worry. I don't know." There was a pastor's wife who have a children of three young children. Her bone cancer was in remission for 2 years and suddenly come back. And she says, One day she was at church, and the worship leader was saying, you know, my great are you, Lord. My voice will sing, my bones will sing, great are you, Lord. Really? My bone marrow is cancer, have cancer come back. How can my bones will sing, great are you, Lord? But he sang it anyway. Great are you, Lord. My heart rejoices, my bones will sing, great are you, Lord. God understands. That's our only, our comfort. The Bible did not tell us the reason why pain and suffering. Not you. But the Bible did tell why, what Jesus' suffering have achieved. At the moment Jesus died, the temple in Jerusalem, something happened to the curtain. According to a historian, that curtain was 30 feet high and 4 inches thick, very thick. And then at the moment Jesus died, it says from top to bottom, it ripped apart. What is telling it? That curtain was the curtain that separated the holy place to the Holy of Holies. That's the part that God is supposed to see present in the holy, most holy place. And only the great priest can enter it once a year. But at Jesus' death, that thick curtain was ripped open, telling us that every one of us, through Jesus' death, can come into the presence of God the Father. For this, we give thanks. Let us pray. God, we don't know what would happen tomorrow. We never know when disasters will strike. But we remember the cross. Your cross reminds us that God will not forsake us. So we declare together with Apostle Paul, because I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Your love for us is demonstrated through the cross of Jesus. Thank you for bearing our sin, bearing our suffering. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.